Welcome to morning prayer in the Easter season on Wednesday, the 22nd of April. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt, and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Preserve me, O God, for in you have I taken refuge. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, all my good depends on you. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble in heart. Though the idols are legion that may run after, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, neither make mention of their names upon my lips. The Lord himself is my portion and my cup. In your hands alone is my fortune. My share has fallen in a fair land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, and in the night watches he instructs my heart. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Wherefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. My flesh also shall rest secure. For you will not abandon my soul to death, nor suffer your faithful one to see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures for evermore. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Give to us, Lord Christ, the fullness of grace, your presence and your very self. For you are our portion and our delight, now and forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is swallowed up in victory. The trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Let us pray. We pray for the day and its tasks, for the world and its needs, for the church and her life. We pray for those watching their entire income stream dry up, and for whom every day brings ever more uncertainty about the future. We pray for those who have no choice but to go out to work, and for those who work places them at risk. We pray for those who are afraid to be at home, and for those who are more lonely than they've ever been. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of life, you have promised to be with us every day. Also, in difficult days such as times like these, give us clarity in our minds, strength in our work and discernment, rest as we sleep, and peace in our minds. Be with those who need help more than we do ourselves. Help us to see what we can offer from your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are ill. We pray for the global scientific community to have better understanding of this disease and to communicate its gravity. God, give them knowledge, wisdom, and a persuasive voice. We pray for the media, committed to providing up-to-date information. God, help them to communicate with appropriate seriousness without causing panic. We pray for consumers of media looking to be well informed. God, help us find the most helpful information to equip us to be good neighbours. Keep us from anxiety and panic, and enable us to implement the recommended strategies, even at a cost to ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.